This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Government makes legal arrangements for proportional population-based proportional system rather in House of Representatives elections. Nepal Police step up election-focused security. Home Ministry accelerates classification of people injured in Gen Z protests. And EU agrees €90 billion loan for Ukraine without using frozen Russian assets. Now the news in detail. The government has made legal arrangements to fix population-based percentages for the proportional representation system in the House of Representatives elections. The Council of Ministers has approved an ordinance to amend election-related laws and has forwarded it to the President for authentication. According to the ordinance, proportional representation quotas will be determined for Dalit, indigenous nationalities, Khas, Arya, Madhesi, Thari and Muslim communities in line with constituency arrangements for the House of Representatives. The Cabinet yesterday decided to amend the Election Act to revise group-wise percentages based on the final results of the National Population Census. Meanwhile, Nepal police have stepped up security preparations for the upcoming House of Representatives elections by introducing the Integrated Security Plan 2025, aimed at ensuring a free, fair and credible polling environment. According to Nepal police, human resource mobilization and management have been strengthened in line with decisions of the Election Commission. Deputy Inspector General of Police and Central Spokesperson Abhi Narayan Kafla said security arrangements are being implemented by making maximum use of available resources. He said election-focused patrols have been intensified and expanded across the country. So far, police have conducted more than 1,100 long-distance patrols and nearly 390,000 short-distance patrols. The government has stepped up the classification of people injured during the Gen Z demonstrations. The Ministry of Home Affairs said the process has been accelerated in line with the process approved by the Council of Ministers on the 8th of December. The classification aims to provide livelihood and financial support based on the severity of injuries and disabilities sustained during the protests. According to the Secretariat of Home Minister Om Prakash Sarial, district administration officers will recommend cases which will be verified by the Ministry of Health and Population. A technical committee led by the Health Ministry Secretary will classify the injured into four categories: minor, moderate, serious and very serious. Under the approved procedure, those with moderate injuries will receive a monthly allowance of ₹4,000, while individuals with serious injuries will get ₹9,000 per month. Those classified as very seriously injured will be provided a monthly livelihood allowance of ₹18,000. The Home Ministry said concerned authorities have been directed to expedite the process to ensure timely support for the injured. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Anil Kumar Sinha has said public trust in the state is declining due to unplanned and unaccountable spending of public funds. Speaking at the policy dialogue program on effectiveness of public expenditure and service delivery improvement in Kathmandu today, Minister Sinha said public dissatisfaction is rising as taxes collected from citizens are not being used responsibly. The minister said the government is committed to ending market distortions such as black marketing, monopolies and artificial shortages. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Shraddha Srestha had said the government is committed to preventing human trafficking, calling it a serious crime. Speaking at a two-day seminar organized by the Ministry and Mighty Nepal in Biratnagar yesterday, Minister Srestha stressed the need for stronger Nepal India coordination to address trafficking in border areas. She said measures would be taken for the timely rescue, protection and prevention of trafficking of women. Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport Gulman Gissing has stressed the need to promote the use of locally produced materials across the country. Speaking at the launch of the Bamboo Structures Design Guidelines 2025, organized by Habitat for Humanity Nepal today, Minister Gissing said encouraging local products and technologies would help create employment opportunities. He said commercial bamboo cultivation could reduce reliance on imported construction materials and help save foreign currency. Minister Gissing added that the limited use of domestic timber and related products has negatively affected the national economy. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. European Union leaders have agreed to provide Ukraine with a 90 billion euro loan after failing to reach consensus on using frozen Russian assets. According to the BBC, the deal was finalized following more than a day of negotiations at an EU summit in Brussels. Leaders say the loan, backed by the EU's common budget, would help meet Ukraine's military and economic needs over the next 2 years. EU Council President Antonio Costa announced the agreement on X, saying the bloc had committed and delivered. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had pressed EU leaders to use around 200 billion euro in frozen Russian assets to support Ukraine. However, Belgium, where most of the funds are held, should guarantees on sharing legal and financial liability, which other member states did not accept. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron said it could be useful for Europe to re-engage with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Sharif Osman bin Hadi, a leader of Bangladesh 2024 student-led uprising, who was critically wounded in an assassination attempt, has died while undergoing treatment in Singapore. Al Jazeera cited Singapore's Ministry of Foreign Affairs as saying Hadi died despite extensive medical efforts. He had been flown to Singapore after being shot in the head in Dhaka on the 12th of December. According to Bangladeshi Daily Dhaka Tribune, Hadi was attacked while traveling in a battery-powered auto rickshaw in the capital. The assailant fired at him from a motorcycle, after which he was rushed to Dhaka Medical College Hospital. Doctors later said his brain stem had been severely damaged, prompting his transfer to Singapore General Hospital on the 15th of December for advanced treatment. 32-year-old Hadi was a senior leader of the student protest group and was being considered as a potential candidate for the Dhaka 8 constituency in the national election scheduled for February next year. Bangladesh police have launched a manhunt for the attackers, releasing photos of two suspects and announcing a reward of 5 million taka for information leading to their arrest. Following news of Hadi's death, protests have erupted in Dhaka and other parts of the country, with hundreds of demonstrators taking to the streets. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Lumbini, Karnali and Sudurpashchim provinces, and in the mountainous region of the remaining provinces, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government makes legal arrangements for population-based proportional system in House of Representatives elections. Nepal police step up election-focused security. Home Ministry accelerates classification of people injured in Gen Z protests. And EU agrees 90 billion euro loan for Ukraine without using frozen Russian assets. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.